From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida gay nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent.
It was like complete chaos. Like, if I can relate it to anything, I'd say it was literally like a scene out of a movie. People are screaming, "Help me, help me, I'm trapped," and people are getting trampled. Like, there was no clear exit sign at the club, so we didn't know which door to take or where to go.
Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what is believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. President Barack Obama addressed the nation.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer. The FBI is appropriately investigating this as an act of terrorism.
U.S. law enforcement officials say the 29-year-old suspect called an emergency phone number before the attack early Sunday, vowing fealty to the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there has been too little contact with authorities in China. President Tsai Ing-wen's office said Sunday six agencies had met twice during the past week to consider the travel plans of Mr. Ma. Mr. Ma, who stepped down May 20th, had planned to give a speech at a journalism awards ceremony. This is VOA News.